I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
That was fun having Joe Giglio on the show again. Our new lineup here on the newly expanded BetQL, the Daily Tip, Michael Jenkins, Chelsea Messenger, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. Everyone should be checking that out on BetQL. BetQL Daily, the aforementioned Joe Giglio, along with our pal Joe Ostrowski, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on BetQL. Then it's us, and then it's BetMGM tonight. Ryan Horvat, Quinton Mayo, so 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern with Tyler Morales on BetQL. It's where you're listening to and watching the show right now. Odyssey.com and the Odyssey app. And of course, yeah, from BetQL. And then YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Next hour is the Power Hour on You Better You Bet. BetQL's five-star plays courtesy of Real Reed Wallach. Side total props for the Milwaukee Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks game one Eastern Conference Finals. Bets for game number six tonight between the Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa one win away from going to back-to-back Stanley Cup Finals. And we will hit tonight's slate in Major League Baseball as well. But right now, we wrap up the non-power hour hours on You Better You Bet. Hour number three with our good friend, Sam Paniatovich, on Twitter at SB Shoot. Sam does an unbelievable job for Fox Sports, an unbelievable job for Nesson, and his podcast is the Chicken Dinner Podcast. Urge all our listeners and viewers to check that out. A great sports gambling podcast from our pal, Sammy P. Sam, what's going on, brother? I would ask you how you're doing, but I know that you and I have been betting the Canadiens and you've been betting all these Trae Young props, so I'm guessing you're doing pretty well since the last time we spoke to you on the show.
I'm doing great. I'm just hoping that when the BetQL network expands to 24/7, you can like count me in for the graveyard shift. Like, you know, I want to do 2 to 5 in the morning. I can do it. Just let me know when that becomes available, because I feel like this every time I call this station, there's a new show, which is awesome for you guys.
Well, thank you. And yet we have Sam. I don't know if you've seen the segment overnights we did during the winter. Obviously, you got the smooth jazz and like you're watching overnights like that. We can make a show out of that if you want to work the graveyard shift. I'm sure we can figure that out somehow.
Sam, too good for the graveyard shift. But I'll also say this. Yeah, as long as I'm not working it, I don't really care who does. Just being honest with
I just wanted to say overnights and do the overnights again. But Sam, I was asking Nick before the show. I was like, you know, what's Sam been betting? Like, you know, what should we talk to him about? And he's like, the Montreal Canadiens have been one of his cash cows this NHL postseason. Obviously, I'm sort of like a casual NHL fan. Don't watch all the games, but I follow what all the people we have on, you know, to talk about the series say. It seems like everyone was kind of uniform. They thought Montreal could be competitive, but I don't know if they were willing to lay money on it. It sounds like you have been making a lot of bets, actually putting your money down on Montreal to win these games. How has the series gone so far? And are you betting them as another dog coming up here in game six?
I'm still on the fence about game six. I got a phone call today. Somebody close to Vegas said they got two forwards that are playing through serious injuries. Now, I didn't get any names. Stevenson just came back for Vegas. He played last night. He wasn't great. I think the other guy is Mark Stone. He's been awful, and he's their captain. I just think they're a little banged up right now. Fatigue is kicking in, and they have not been the better hockey team over the last two games. And usually the cream rises in games 4, 5, and 6. Game 7, anything goes. But 4, 5, and 6 are really the sweet spot. And I honestly, Ken, you go back to when the playoffs started, and I chart all these series. So I'm charting what the Knights were against the Wild. I kind of like the Wild in that series. But the Knights were the pig that got too fat once they beat Colorado. It was insane. Everybody picked Colorado to, like, be a Stanley Cup contender or win the Stanley Cup. When Vegas beat Colorado, they got jacked up to a level that they're not at. They were a $5 favorite to win the series. And after they won game one, they went to minus 1,100 after one hockey game. That's like a 90% chance of probability, minus 1,100. So they've been overpriced all series. And Montreal, they're big, they're physical, they got good D-men, and they have the best goaltender in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I wish I could tell you I've been riding them since Jump Street, but I hopped on, Nick hopped on. I got plus 425 before the series because I thought the number was $2 high. Minus 500 on a playoff series in hockey, that's a joke.
Sam, I'm a little disappointed in you because I look at Vegas right now and what we've seen throughout the entire postseason. When a team dies, they're dead. They ain't coming back. And last night,
we need that on a t-shirt. That needs to be on a t-shirt.
When they die, they're dead. Vegas Golden Knights last night were killed by the Montreal Canadiens and also their head coach, Peter DeBoer, for not starting Robin Leonard. But that's a story for another time. Are you really, Sam, are you really not going to go back to the well with Montreal coming up in game number six? Because I definitely am betting the Canadiens to end the series.
You know I want to, but you know I'm supposed to say that I shouldn't double dip when I'm already, like, if anything, shouldn't I now put a little piece of my plus 425 on Vegas to win the series? Like, that's what I should do. That's what the wise guys would tell me to do. But, you know, Nick, you and I have that gene where we go for the throat. And that, I mean, that's all that is. Like, I can't possibly lose money. You want me to double down and throw even more money on Montreal. I probably will throw a little bit on Montreal, but it's not the smart thing to do. I feel like we need to defer to Ken. He's the math guy.
I mean, I don't know if this is a mathematical question. You guys have been winning a lot of money. You would like to continue winning money. It sounds like that's happened by betting Montreal. If you like Montreal, I'd bet Montreal. I'm not going to be the designated driver in this conversation. Let's put it that way.
But
if you have 4-1 though, I already have 4-1 to win the series.
Two different questions though. Now you have more evidence. Now you've watched more games. It sounds like you like Montreal even more. If you have more evidence, then it's a different question, right? That was before the series. Now you have even more evidence. If you want to make another decision, it's another decision point.
If you want me to load the pistol and go after Vegas, I will. But I, you know, I feel like I'm.
That's the analogy we need to go with. But yes, I understand.
Now listen. We're locked and ready to unload here. I am, at least, on the Montreal Canadiens.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sam, in addition to, we can go from the NHL to the NBA now, in addition to Montreal being something I know you've had a lot of success with, another, you know, so avenue or bet type that you've had a lot of success with has been Trae Young props, from my understanding. Obviously, people follow you on Twitter, follow the show Chicken Dinner on Twitter, see that the Trae Young props have done very well for you, and that's something that it seems like you're riding going forward in the series. So kind of explain your thought process here. We have game one of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight, and why you are in on Trae Young going over some of his props.
First and foremost, it's always important to remember the price. I jumped into the Trae Young pool after game two. He didn't have two good games in a row, one and two. He was a little off in one of the games. So going into game three, I started to look at the leading scorer market. This is just the best scorer in that game. Trae Young was plus 225 in game three. He was plus 190 in game four. He was plus like 160 in game five. And then in game six, he was plus 250. He hit in all four of those games as a leading scorer. problem is, as we know, the books usually have the edge because all they do is make adjustments. So from game six to game seven, they moved his point prop from 27.5 to 30.5. They raised the juice on his three-pointers from minus 130 to minus 170, and they cut him down from 2-1 or 250 to plus 115 to be the leading scorer. And I'm telling all my buddies and everybody on Twitter, like, hey, are the edges gone? Abort, abort mission. You know, like, I'm not going over 30.5. And of course, he goes over three game seven, and people are still texting me. They're upset because he wasn't the leading scorer for the fifth straight game, even though I said not to do it. That aside, it's back to more market in game number one. So they dropped him back down to 28.5. He's like 230 to be the leading scorer, and the three juice over 2.5 is minus 30. The market overcorrected. Everybody got slaughtered, and now they've sort of brought it back down because they're overreacting to how we played in game seven. I think it's a better time than ever to jump back in. So I'm calling it the Trae Young trifecta. It's points over, it's threes over, and it's leading scorer. I think one of them is going to win for sure, and if two of them win, you can't lose. So it's just a good bet. I mean, like I said, he's been the leading scorer in four of the last five games. So if you're late to this, be careful, be cautious, but the boys have been riding it for a couple weeks now, and it's been very profitable.
Sam, you can take this one on the house. How about the trayfecta? That's yours. You just take it and you do what you want to do with it. The trayfecta for your Trae Young bets. Ken put that in the chat. I can't take credit for it. Anything for you, side or total tonight, Milwaukee, Atlanta? Any thoughts that you've got? Suns and Clippers with Chris Paul going to be back for game number three. Phoenix, a 1-point favorite on the road. Quickly here, any thoughts you have on the conference finals, side or total of any of the games coming up?
I think this is a cheap price in some weird way on Milwaukee. You know, they, like, everybody's on Atlanta. You asked me about side or total. I look more to series. And I saw one book had the Bucks at minus 300 to win the series. Now, I'm not in the business of laying minus 300 regularly. I like to do it in UFC or boxing matches when everybody loves the dog. I just feel like the Bucks are a much better team than Atlanta, and it'll be easier for them to guard Atlanta. Remember, Philly sucks in the fourth quarter because Embiid's out of gas and Ben Simmons doesn't shoot and doesn't move without the ball. So you're essentially guarding four guys when you face Philly. Milwaukee is a much better basketball team. I don't know that I want to lay 300, but I think they're in a really good spot game one. They could win the series in five games, six games. I think that minus 300 is actually relatively cheap compared to what the series price should be.
Sam, we've only got about 20 seconds left here. I want to give you the opportunity. Tell our audience here about a cool column you've got coming up around the 4th of July, talking sports betting for Fox Sports.
Yeah, it's for the 4th of July, like you said. I talked to about 12 bookmakers. I'm asking the question. It's very simple. How would you have lined Rocky versus Drago? And the responses, as you can imagine, are incredible. Some clearly are building in the result to their number, but it'll be a fun story. Rocky, Drago, what's the price?
Well, Drago literally, if it were real life, kills Rocky. Like, actually, like, Rocky dies in the ring. And like the
killed someone earlier in the movie. He's going to be a huge favorite.
Yes, exactly. Like, he actually murders people in the movie in the ring. Sam, great stuff, man. We love having you on the show. Check him out, Nesson. Check him out, Fox Sports. Chicken Dinner Podcast on Twitter at SP Shoot. Good luck tonight, buddy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Peace, y'all. Thanks.
All right. We are that read, by the way, or sounded like what we won't be talking about on the show. Rocky versus Drago. All right. 3 hours down, one more to go. And that's the Power Hour. All our bets for tonight, right after this.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.